We're joined by the Chronicle's Henry Shulman, outstanding beat writer who covers the Giants. Henry, how are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you.
Yeah, so here we are, game three of the Rays and Giants. When we saw it on the schedule, it didn't really move the needle too much. You know, the Rays, who are the Rays? I think it's turned out to be quite an interesting series, and we got more coming today.
Well, they're like one of the best teams in baseball. Before they showed up here after their first couple of series, they had the lowest ERA in the majors. So that was perfect for a Giants team that wasn't hitting. And then they used their array of 27 pitchers to arrange it over the first two games. And, today they're actually going, I can't call him a starter. What they call him is their bulk innings guy.
Is that right?
Yeah. So Yanni Chirinos is a bulk innings guy.
A big.
How would you like to cover a team like this all year? What would you think?
Well, if I had to cover a team all year in the Trop Dome or whatever they call it, I wouldn't like it. It's interesting. We're in an era now where we're using every kind of analytic at our disposal to try and gain an advantage, and that's what baseball is. You're trying to gain an advantage. And the purists, the so-called purists who don't like it, like Jeff Samardzija, I mean, they have to understand that especially for a small market team like Tampa Bay that is not going to spend $100 million on payroll for pitching, you got to do what you can.
What did Samardzija say, in case the fans haven't read your 30 columns of yesterday?
Well, that wasn't actually me.
That was Shea. Right?
That was John Shea in spring training, and he said that it's ridiculous that they're using it in Tampa Bay and that the pitchers there ought to be in revolt and ashamed that they're being used this way. It didn't go over too well in the clubhouse in the Tampa Bay side. And, then he went out, and, I mean, he didn't win the game, but ultimately it worked out better for the Giants yesterday.
Henry Shulman, the voice you hear. Henry, I was making the case that for an American League team coming into a National League ballpark, if you do what you did yesterday where you can get through the lineup virtually or through two innings with Stanek as the opener, then you can virtually give yourself a designated hitter your first two times through the lineup because you let him get two innings through, then you can pinch hit for him at the bottom of the lineup, and you never have to worry about a pitcher taking an at bat.
No, that's true, and that was part of Andy, I was going to say Andy Green, that was part of Cash's thinking yesterday, and I believe they only had the pitcher hit once yesterday in the game, and that is part of the thinking to try and make sure that you don't have to have your pitcher hit. Yep.
Well, yesterday's Giants game, kind of a microcosm of what could go right for the Giants. The ninth inning, you had their starting nine out there. The perfect defense was out there. Three or four people really contributed yesterday. Got a home run from Belt yesterday. Great defense from Belt. Pilar ignited everybody, made the catch in center field. If they can do this regularly, they'd be pretty good.
Yeah, they would be. The problem is that there are going to be days they can't do that. And you're going to need, like other teams, you're going to need somebody to go up there with some thump and give you like a quick jolt of two or three runs. Or you're going to need your pitcher to throw a shutout. And it's not the days like that yesterday that are going to be the big question. The big question is how many days when they don't have a day like that yesterday, can they get the offense they need with the kind of people they have?
Are we going to get to a point where you're seeing Duggar at the top of the lineup versus lefty or righty no matter what?
I think he's already there.
You think it's already happened?
Yeah, yeah. Okay. I mean, I think I don't remember what the early lineups. I mean, San Diego just seems like it was a month ago.
He was hitting like six or seven.
Yeah, no. I mean, I think he's going to be up at the top of the lineup. Unless there's a certain kind of lefty, and Bochy says, you know what, Duggar's swing doesn't fit that kind of lefty, he might move him down and have somebody, a right-handed hitter up there, or a switch hitter like Solarte if he's playing.
You know, I was talking this morning coming in. People love to talk about the Giants and the batting order and all that stuff. And someone said to me, well, and I agreed, Longoria is 2 for his last 22. Posey is 5 for 25, whatever it may be. And you add it up there, 11 for 58 in the 3-4 spot, But Bochy is not the kind of manager who jumps to conclusions and moves people around. Now, I know Posey's not in there today for rest. But Longoria's hitting third. Bochy is a manager who doesn't get pushed around, so to speak. You think that'll last the whole season?
I think that early in the season, if you start making radical changes to your batting order, especially with your veteran players, that's a sign of panic. Okay? Evan Longoria.
Not Joe Panic.
Not Connor Joe, just panic. And if you go back to the road trip that started the season, nobody swung the bat better on that in that team than Duggar and Longoria. So if all of a sudden you go, well, he's not swinging it, I'm going to put him down seventh in the order, that sends a bad message. But to follow that up and answer your question, as the season goes on and you have more of a track record of what a guy's been doing, yeah, I think you're going to see different lineups. I mean, you may end up seeing 162 different lineups with this team this year.
I think the Giants, and you mentioned him just now, Connor Joe got his first big league hit yesterday. They're going to need him to have some sort of role, I think, on the roster. Otherwise, you virtually lose another bench spot on a bench that's shallow. Do you think we're going to see him more in left field? Are they going to try him more at first base? Or what's his role at this point?
His role is to be on the bench. His role is to come up and pinch hit. His role is to pinch run if needed. Defensive double switch. I think the issue with the Joe, and the thing you have to be concerned about if you're Connor Joe, is that they've got a bunch of outfielders in AAA, any one of whom can play center field, like Gerber, like Ramos. You got Garcia and Williamson who are down there now.
Slater.
Too. You have Slater down there, and I think if Connor Joe doesn't start producing more on a regular basis on whatever role he has, I mean, he's an expendable player. I know Farhan likes Connor Joe. I mean, he's traded for him twice now. I don't think he wants to DFA him and risk losing him over a period of time. But at some point, when you have a four-man bench, you have to have your best four-man bench up here. And they're not going to be moving away from 13 pitchers anytime soon. So he has to do what he does well in this role that he has, limited or medium or bigger, or else there will be somebody who replaces him later.
How about Kevin Pillar? Yesterday, he did it all. You know, got the push bunt, stole a bag, scored on a short sacrifice fly, made the great catch. As I said, Samardzija just couldn't be more ecstatic when he made the catch. How do you like Kevin Pillar so far?
Well, I mean, it's only been a few games, yeah. But I mean, I like what he brings because, I mean, let's face it, this team has the speed of a Thursday beer softball league, and anybody who can come up and offer a little bit of speed and the defense that he provides, you know, the people who pan the deal right away, they look at the batting average and the on-base percentage, and we asked, this is not a Farhan Zaidi on-base guy. I mean, his career on-base percentage is under 300. That would like raise alarm bells usually. But he told us in Los Angeles when we asked him about the trade, he said, you know what, going into analytics, he said, you know what, he's been a two-win player under WAR every year. And WAR is something that the front office believes in. And he says there's different ways you can get to two wins a year. You can do it with hitting, or in his case, you can do it with defense and base running. And this is something the Giants need. They have probably the best outfield defense. Shea and I were trying to figure this out. Best outfield defense maybe since the early days of the Dusty Baker regime when he had Barry Bonds and Darren Lewis and various other guys in there. And they're going to need to have a great defense. This defense is far superior to what we've seen in the last couple of years, especially in the outfield.
Yeah, I liked what I saw yesterday in the ninth inning. Like I said, I sat in right behind home plate before I went into the postgame show in the bunker. And I said, wow, look at the, you know, it's like a World Series in a way. You know, they're all out there. In the ninth inning, I thought it was pretty good. I think the defense looks terrific, really.
Yeah, I mean, I think that when they're winning, I think you're going to see that because they are putting their best defensive team out there. I mean, there may be a day where, say, Solarte is in left field on a day when maybe Parra is off because they're facing a certain left-handed pitcher.
Yeah.
I mean, you may see Parra go in for defense to try and protect a lead. But if they have their best defensive team out there already and they don't need to pinch hit for guys because they're ahead, I think you're going to see a lot more guys going nine innings.
Go ahead. Henry Schulman with us. A great time. Thank you for coming out, Henry. The Padres are coming in, and the three lefties are coming with them. Lauer, Lucchesi, and Marjovicius are coming in, all of them.
Marja who?
Marjovicius.
Okay.
That's his first name is Marge Marjovicius. That's what we nicknamed them here. So... But here they come again, the Padres. What did you learn from the Padres series?
Well, I mean, what I learned is they have good young pitching, okay? And they have the prospects of having a good rotation. But it's really hard to learn anything from the first series of the year. I mean, Manny Machado he didn't do anything. And it was his first four games with the new team. He was trying to hit the ball 600 feet every time he came up. And I think we'll learn more about the Padres in this series, actually, than we did in the first series. Now, Lucchesi and Lauer, the pitchers they're going to face, well, second game and first game, I flopped them there. These are good pitchers.
Yeah.
You know, these are good pitchers. Paddock, you know, he's a guy who's a control pitcher, and but he went in his next start, and I think he walked three guys in an inning.
He was gone
three guys,
in an inning at 2/3.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, the more you have book on young players, the better you're going to do against him. And, you know, I would imagine the Giants will have some better at-bats against all three of them, having seen them in San Diego.
How'd you like Tatis?
Oh, Tatis is going to be something special. I mean, you know, I think some people had him as a number two prospect behind Guerrero. Some people had it the other way around with Tatis number one and Guerrero number two. And I haven't seen Vladimir Guerrero Jr. play. This kid, Tatis, can do anything. He's a great shortstop. The bat just the ball just flies off his bat. You look at batting practice and you go, that's a shortstop. He's got game awareness. He dropped like not even a great bunt against Longoria when we were there, and he beat it out because of his speed. And this is a kid that is going to be hurting teams in the National League West for a long, long time.
I was going to say he's going to be a headache for the next decade or so. Henry Shulman, the voice you hear. Giants have a Drew Pomeranz goes today, second time through the rotation. What's your assessment first two times through for the Giants pitching staff?
Not bad. I mean, I think that they haven't gone deep except for, I think, Bumgarner went seven innings.
The only one.
That's been by design. Pomeranz was actually really good in his first start. That was the one game they won at Dodger Stadium. And he gave up a couple of solo homers when they had a 3-0 lead. He admitted that he was way over-amped for this game. He said he was throwing pitches with anger in the first inning. This is a guy who was throwing 90-mile-an-hour fastballs and 80-mile-an-hour curveballs last year because he was hurt. And then this year in his first start came out throwing 94-mile-an-hour fastballs and 84-mile-an-hour curveballs. And he's really excited about where he is right now. And he pitched well when he was with San Diego pitching in the National League West. So I think fans are going to learn to like Pomeranz rather quickly.
Yeah, I like what I see with him. You see any, of course, the bullpen is being used a lot. Now, this is a team you'd like to get six innings out of starting pitching, you know, with Holland and certainly Rodriguez, Bumgarner, wherever you can go with this thing. But they're not getting that. One quality start so far. Eventually, the bullpen's going to wear down a little bit. They're going to have to get more length out of the starters.
Well, yeah, you would think so. But, I mean, I actually was talking to Nick Vincent, one of the relievers, about that today, and I'm probably going to write about this for tomorrow. The one problem that the Giants have in the way the team is manufactured is they have a bullpen full of pitchers who don't have minor league options.
Exactly.
So we've already seen some teams. We've already seen some teams. The Dodgers made a move today. The Cardinals made a couple of moves where they're actually optioning guys and bringing guys up, and that's how it works nowadays. The optioning system, this is the last year they'll be able to do it because of the rule changes, but it's almost like a taxi squad. You can send them down there for a little while. Well, the Giants can't do that because the only reliever with options is Maranta, and they're not going to send him out. So what Bochy has done, and he told the relievers this on the very first day, even before the first day, what we're going to try and do is we're going to try and get multiple innings out of you guys. It's not going to be a situation where you're going to pitch one inning 3 days in a row. We're going to try and get two innings out of you. Then you won't pitch until like maybe 3 days later. The more innings you get out of each individual reliever, it's just like a starter, the fewer guys you have to go into the bullpen. And that's what he's tried to do so far. You know, Vincent is going to be a two-inning pitcher at times. Gott's going to be a two-inning pitcher at times. Maranta pitched those two innings at Dodger Stadium, the game they won. So, you know, you saw against San Diego, the game they won. So you're seeing this already.
Boy, great baseball with Henry. Henry, it's terrific as always. Very
My pleasure.
Good.
My pleasure.
Always a pleasure. All right. That is Henry Shulman. Henry, thanks. Let's hear it for Henry. Very good. All right. Giants pregame continues right after this.